Welcome into K-State Online. I am Mason Voth. That is Drew Galloway. Tuesday for you here at KSO. And we'll take a pause from all the transfer portal talk to talk about the other hot button issue in college sports right now. And that is name, image, and likeness, and how it dictates a whole lot of things and how it can make people pretty uncomfortable given really just kind of the nature of how it's being utilized now. It's not really real NIL. It's just, hey, here's some money. Come here and yeah, we're paying you for whatever reason, but it's not to do car commercials for us. Very few guys you even see like the actual, oh, that guy's getting NIL, but what, how is it going about? Nobody knows at all, but we're talking about this in the circumstance of one very particular player who K-State seemed to be in on towards the end. And then we found out like yesterday that, oh no, here's the top four. K-State wasn't in it, but there's a lot of weird stuff to assess with this recruitment. And that is the one of AJ DeBonsa, the top player in the class of 2025 for college basketball. Adam Zagoria said earlier today on Twitter that he heard that the NIL deal was in the neighborhood of $7 million. So it makes pretty clear sense why BYU would went out with those stakes attached to it. But it got me thinking here, Drew. K-State obviously tried to be a player in this, and then at the end we hear that they're not even involved in the top four or whatever. And by that point, DeBonsa signed in towards the end of November during the signing period with BYU, and they just kept it quiet. So I guess DeBonsa could go and have his morning on First Take to announce and have that moment in the spotlight. And his dad was still going around to different places and like, was at a Carolina game recently. All very odd stuff, but I guess, you know, it's a big ha-ha in the end for all the BYU people that are out there. But when I saw that $7 million price tag, a couple of thoughts came to my head. Number one, I said, okay, well, it makes sense why K-State wasn't in the top four now, because I am guessing that K-State would have had to have been very aggressive in the NIL space for DeBonsa, and there's certainly no chance that based on the way the season has gone, that kind of stuff would be in play at this point. I wouldn't think so. But I want to pull this into a bigger topic of conversation and why it's so important for K-State basketball to get this turned around right now and this team turn into something this year still with everything they've done. We know that a lot was made of what K-State used in the portal to bring guys in this year with NIL. This team is the most important team of the Jerome Tang era, it feels like. Because if they don't get this flipped around, Jerome Tang is never again going to have this kind of NIL support from boosters. Now, he might get some kick in once the payments have to go out, that $20 million pot that's going to be used amongst all sports that the schools have to kind of send out and use. They will still get some of that. That will give a boost. But unless they get this thing rolling in the right direction, you can bet your bottom dollar that that they are not going to get anywhere near the number that's reported in the mid-millions, single-digit millions, to land this crop of guys, because the return on investment has been horrible. It's not even been mixed results right now. It's been terrible. Any team that this team has played that has been worth a damn, they have lost to, and it's been in embarrassing fashion. I mean, Liberty's the game where you can make the biggest case that, oh, you know, they kind of competed there, whatever, but that's freaking Liberty. That's not, you know, that's not playing some top 15 team in the country. That's playing a team in the Conference USA that, yeah, they may or may not actually win their conference title this year. So this is important. And I think what this signals is that you have, obviously, you need the NIL to get guys in general. But now if K-State wants to continue this, you know, whatever you call it, where the staff thinks they can land these high-end guys that have visited or have visits scheduled, yet they've never actually landed one yet, it's going to take big-time NIL money for those guys as well. And it's starting to add up to where I don't really see where, if this thing goes completely wrong, which it's looking like it's going to with K-State basketball, I don't see where Jerome Tang is going to have the ability to build a roster the way he thought he was supposed to or needs to in college basketball now. That's why it's so important for this team to get it figured out, or Tang and his staff are going to have to go back to the drawing board and do things completely different and pretty much moneyball this thing in an era of college basketball where you cannot win with cheapness. You have to win with the big bucks.
Yeah, it is pretty wild to see, number one, just a $7 million NIL just money just tossed out there. But it is true, because that is the one thing that you keep seeing, is how much money that K-State paid for this roster. And the results have been pretty bad so far. And to get that kind of support after what was a bad year last year, to get even more money for the portal last year, and then to see what the results have been so far this year, it's been a disaster.
And this team right now looks like it's going to be worse than last year's team.
Yes. And like, that is the unacceptable part of this, and where I think that you need to have a combination. You need to have good NIL support, but you also have to have a good scout and really know and really vet the guys that are coming in, because there are players out there that will just get the big bag and really won't give a crap the rest of the time there. So you need to have a little bit of both. And I think that the first year with Jerome Tang, you really saw their eye for their scout and their vetting of guys, and how the guys that they brought in, like Bebe Igiolo, like we talked about him on the Sunday show, like they need a guy like that. They need a guy like Desi Sills. Like they don't have guys right now that really want to really improve and prove themselves more than anything else. We thought that you could get that with Coleman Hawkins and Doug McDaniel, but nine games in, we haven't gotten that. We haven't gotten a, hey, I played at Illinois for 4 years. They didn't really have me in a position where I am now at K-State, where I have a lot more freedom, or Doug McDaniel, where last year for Doug McDaniel was kind of a disaster. He wasn't allowed to play in road games at Michigan last year. So you'd think that there would be some like want to prove everybody wrong because of everything that went down there. But there hasn't been that either. So there has to be something, but you also have to have the NIL money involved. And if they don't get improved now, like you said, there's no shot that the NIL money will improve and be there for next season either. The other interesting thing on Devonta, I don't know if you saw this and read this. I can't remember who posted it, but there was a guy that is connected with the Devonta recruitment and everything, and posted kind of like how it all went down. Devonta was originally slated to visit for the LSU basketball game at K-State, but canceled last second, and the day before the game committed to BYU, and that's when he signed. So that whole process just kind of wild about how that all kind of transpired, and that he has been signed with BYU for now like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah,
just to get an awkward conversation with Stephen A about not going to North Carolina today.
Yeah, I mean, so the report that I saw was from Robbie McCombs, who writes for the SB Nation BYU site. And he said that that the final two was BYU and K-State. And Devonta was supposed to visit and planning to go to the K-State-LSU game on November 14th. He canceled the visit at the last minute and then signed with BYU the next day. And obviously it didn't get out until this point. I mean, that's one of those there where you just go, this is one of the weirder recruitments, NIL or not, that, you know, the signature happens. And then for some reason it's kept under wraps for so long, who knows why. It also mentioned in there that Nate Oates over Thanksgiving break was in Las Vegas to watch Devonta play after he had already signed with BYU. Like, that's how much other people didn't know that this had gone down.
His dad went to a North Carolina game.
Yeah, it's very, very, very strange. But this was just more so one of those that it triggered with me, the thought today that this is what it's going to take to win now. And we know that. And even the guys that we're talking about that K-State probably needs to shift their focus back to more, the guys that have something to prove, they're fully bought in the second they get here. Like, I know people were rubbed the wrong way by Desi Sills and his Arkansas love and everything that was going on there. But here's what I can tell you. As much as I questioned his shot selection during non-conference play, I never once during the 2023 season questioned Desi Sills' heart and hustle, and that was important to that team. You certainly never thought that with Marquise Noel. You talk about then guys like Bebe, that you need players like that. I mean, Jerome Tang said after one of the games, like, that's the best human he's ever coached. Like, you need guys that are bought in for more reasons than just, hey, we're really good basketball players, let's make it happen.
And like the other thing too, those guys are also getting paid. Like those kind of guys are out there because everybody's getting paid now. You just have to find the right ones. And I think that that is what that this staff has struggled with last year and now this year, which is kind of crazy to me to kind of think about how their first scramble class of transfers came together, that they have, like, I don't want to say completely abandoned that, but it kind of seems like they have, because they don't have that guy that really, like, wants to prove themselves. And like, the one guy that I think that they have that they brought in that is on that and is playing really well and is one of the guys that actually plays hard all the time is Brendan Hausen.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Hausen is the guy that wants to prove that he is at the correct level, because it didn't really go his way at Villanova. He was recruited by Jay Wright. Then Kyle Neptune comes in, and he's been kind of a disaster there and didn't really use him correctly. And now you're seeing that he has something to prove and really wants to prove it. You haven't really seen that from anyone else on this K-State roster.
Yeah, and I think you look around and you're still asking for this team to grasp it. We know that there were Doug McDaniel problems early on. Have they cleared up? He's seeing the floor more consistently, but again, he didn't start and he probably didn't play as much as he should have against St. John's. We have talked about this before, and again, it seems like something so small, but at some point, everything that you do is going to be put under a microscope when you're underperforming for what not only expectations were, but now what people think that you are getting compensated for financially. You think about Coleman Hawkins on this end of things, like, the team is struggling, and I know that he had the apology after they won a game in the Virgin Islands and everything. It's one thing to say the right thing, but at some point, this team has to do the right things, and they're still not doing the right things because they're 6-3, and I'll give you the St. John's loss. St. John's very easily could be a better team. That is a road game in the Big East, a lot of emotion in that building after the Carnesecca passing. Whatever. You should not have lost to LSU at home. You should not have lost to Liberty in the Virgin Islands, because that also, that really should have been a home game for K-State based on the crowd support that they had there. And you look around and people are going to say, okay, maybe focus on some different things here. I'm normally not this guy. These guys should be able to live their life and whatever. Like, yeah, I work sometimes, but also I have moments where I take time off and I go to the golf course. Like, when people freak out about, oh, the president of the United States is playing golf today, no matter who it is, whether it was Obama or Trump, it's like, you know what? We all have jobs and we all find some time occasionally when we still get our jobs done to go to the golf course or do whatever, spend time with people. But you think about, like, I don't know why it was like this for me, but thinking about this, it's not good for the optics that Coleman Hawkins is still very outward everything Illinois. If you go and look, there hasn't been much support of anything outside of K-State men's basketball on Coleman Hawkins' social media. But there's a lot of Illinois stuff. On Thanksgiving, he went to Kansas City and watched Illinois beat Arkansas. And then the other one, again, is, and I get it, you know, I appreciate guys being true fans of the game. But the other thing that I wonder about is, your team is underperforming right now. If you're Coleman Hawkins, you think the best thing to do is to tweet out after the Sunday night football game, Chiefs got to be the luckiest team in all of sports. Like, that's where it's a very small thing, but I think it encapsulates how this team just still isn't grasping it. And this goes back to, you need more guys that are just head down. We are trying to prove something, and you're right. David Gasson, I think, is still in that mode. Like, he's gotten better every year. I think there, you know, people have probably made him think that he isn't capable of being a certain type of player. Certainly Brendan Hausen, he's taking an opportunity at K-State to go from, hey, we're going to give you 15 minutes off the bench to come and jack some threes at Villanova. He's trying to prove that he can be a guy that jacks threes but does it well enough to play 30 minutes a game. You need guys like that, and you have to make sure that the guys that you bring in have that type of mindset. And that's where all this has gone astray with K-State right now, it feels like. And there's still time to get it turned around, but like I said, you can say the right things, but you kind of need to start doing the right things.
there are some weird optics to it. And like, I also kind of get Coleman Hawkins going to the game on Thanksgiving because he spent 4 years there.
Yes. I'm totally cool with it as well, but I'm just saying like,
but the weirder part of that for me was showing up in the Illinois varsity or the letter jacket. That was kind of strange. And then again, like you said, because it rubbed me the wrong way of like, why are you commenting on this right now with the Chiefs tweet? There are times you can show your personality a little bit more on social media, but it's like I said when we saw it, like a lot of the K-State fan base are Chiefs fans. Saying something like that is a little bit strange, especially when your team isn't playing well. Because if you look at the comments on that tweet, oh boy,
yeah,
there are some not great comments on there. So you just kind of look at things of like, okay, what are we actually like doing here in the sense of they still need to improve on a lot of things. Number one is on the court, but number two, you have to find something off the court that really gets these guys motivated.
Yeah. I'm not naive to think that all these guys show up and they're going to love K-State as much as you or I do going there. Like we grew up in this state. That's where we wanted to go. But I do think there's a certain expectation to have a little bit more of that buy-in. And this is going to piss some people off. Some people are going to praise me for pointing this out. And I'm just trying to do this to paint this picture because it does kind of bother me a touch. If you look at Coleman Hawkins' social media use here, and again, this is somewhat fair, somewhat unfair to him because of, you know, where his stature is and all this. And there are other guys on this team that need to perform better. And I don't even think Coleman Hawkins has been one of the bigger problems on this team. But what I see here is you go back. Okay. He doesn't have anything K-State related that does not involve him or K-State men's basketball on his social media team going back to the end of September. But what I do see on September 28th are two tweets that says, "Let's go," with a blue and orange heart. So a very Illinois tweet. And another tweet that says, "Travis Hunter, ... Heisman." That's where when you see all the other stuff that's gone on, there are Bears tweets. There are Illinois tweets. There are Travis Hunter tweets. There are K-State men's basketball tweets. But, you know, I know it was a crappy November for K-State football. Prior to November, though, this football team was having a pretty good season, and you would have thought that, again, if there was some of that true buy-in, and that's what you're going to run into with NIL. That paints the bigger picture of, are guys just going to be here to get their payday and to put on their individual show, or are they going to be able to buy into the full environment? And it may be silly to some, but I think that plays a serious role where obviously Coleman Hawkins has the capacity for it and he has the care for sports like that, but it just obviously hasn't been invested into K-State yet. So then you wonder, okay, how much buy-in is it with this team? And then the other guys, because again, the performances that we've seen from K-State basketball have not been something that make you go, yep, that team cares. I see individual players that care. I know Jerome Tang cares. Like, you can question a lot of Jerome Tang things, but I don't think Jerome Tang is out here half-assing trying to be a coach. I think he's struggling. I think he needs to be better in other areas. But he is giving it all of his emotion and love and support here. He just needs his players to do that too. And that's where you're going to struggle with this NIL game. You have to be able to evaluate, okay, this player is worth this much from a talent standpoint, but also from a, they are going to give also on the mentality side that is so important with this. And you're going to play, it's going to be a tough dance all along in sports. I mean, K-State football is going to have to deal with it this portal season. Everybody everywhere is dealing with it. Are you here for yourself, or are you here because you think we at this institution can make you a better individual? And that's how you have to look at this.
Yeah, it is definitely a fine line, but there is still a lot of time to turn it around. But the Drake game, I think, will tell us a lot about where the rest of the basketball season is going to go.
Yep. These next two are going to really determine the outcome of the year. If K-State wins both of them, they look better, and they're a week away from playing Drake still. That would be significant for them. That gives you some serious belief. And then a 20-game Big 12 season, you could put together some good things and get yourself in there. And I still think that that could happen. Like, people know that have watched us, I've probably been the number one Coleman Hawkins believer and supporter since he entered the portal, and I thought that K-State could be an opportunity for him because I believe in the talent and I believe in the guy that I saw at Illinois, and I do like the personality that he has. But I just think that he is part of this where the buy-in has to be upped a little bit more, and this team just has to flat-out care. We've talked about it so much. It's effort and energy with this team that feels like the biggest issues. Now, there are other problems. There are true basketball-related problems, but those are two things that can mask maybe not being as talented as your opponent or maybe battling some other things on the court. Those things go a long way in this, and we're yet to see that from a team-wide standpoint, because I think if you have that, you don't lose to a team like Liberty when you have this much talent that K-State basketball has. But we'll talk more about basketball later on in the week, as again, we're still a week away from their next game. That will be against Drake in T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. But I wanted to talk a little NIL and basketball today because K-State has to get it flipped around, or they might have a tough time building a roster. As you see now, even the incoming freshmen that Jerome Tang and his staff have targeted are landing $7 million deals, as reported by Adam Zagoria. Before we get out of here, I did get my passport taken care of today, so that'll be coming in the mail in a couple of weeks. But you should take care of yours. And then for the holiday season, you got to find the perfect gift. Well, give it to a Cats fan and make it be the gift of Ireland, because you can give your friends and family the trip of a lifetime to see the Wildcats take on the Cyclones in the 2025 Aer Lingus College Football Classic in Dublin, Ireland. Visit cats2ireland.com for information on official travel and hospitality packages. That's cats, the number 2ireland.com. And that is Drew Galloway. I'm Mason Voth. Thank you for watching and listening to K-State Online today. Back again tomorrow, we'll dip our toes back into the transfer portal waters with K-State football.